VOA News. Officials in Thailand narrow their search for suspects in Monday's deadly bomb blast. An arrest warrant has been issued for a foreigner wanted in the Monday night bombing that killed at least 22 people near a Bangkok shrine. The country's police chief says Wednesday the suspected bomber was likely acting as part of a network, but investigators have not yet established a motive or nationality. A police spokesman said two other men are being sought. The Thai prime minister has said the attack was aimed at the country's vital tourist industry. The chairman of the Thai Hotel Association said he's hopeful the crisis will soon pass.
If there is not anything after this, and Thai government can make sure that we are safe and calm country, the breaking news stop, then I think people will just start to consider to come back to Thailand again. And every time we have like bad thing happen in Thailand, we always have our visitors come back in very quick response.
There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Authorities have not yet pinned the blame on any particular group. Egyptian officials say a large car bomb exploded outside a state security building in Cairo early Thursday, wounding at least six policemen. The massive blast tore the facade off the government building in the residential neighborhood of Shubra. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United States is proposing that the UN Security Council impose an arms embargo on South Sudan after President Salva Kiir declined to sign a peace agreement to end a 20-month-old conflict. A draft resolution was circulated Wednesday evening. Diplomats said they expected a vote soon. President Kiir has told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry he'll sign the deal after further consultations with stakeholders. Rebel leader Riek Machar signed the agreement Monday in Ethiopia. This is VOA News. Following a leaked memo that shows the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency will allow Iran to carry out its own inspections, the U.S. Wednesday said it's confident in the International Atomic Energy Agency to adequately monitor Iran's alleged past efforts to build a nuclear bomb. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're confident in the agency's technical plans for investigating the possible military dimensions of Iran's former program, issues that in some cases date back more than a decade. Just as importantly, the IAEA is comfortable with arrangements which are unique to the agency's investigation of Iran's historical activities.
The Associated Press reported Wednesday it has seen what it calls a secret agreement between Iran and the IAEA, allowing Tehran to send its own inspectors and equipment to the Parchin military site, where Tehran is suspected of trying to develop a nuclear weapon. The United Nations has warned of a developing famine in war-wracked Yemen, where more than 500,000 children are said to be severely malnourished. Erthurin Cousin, executive director of the World Food Program, spoke Wednesday in Cairo after a three-day visit to Yemen.
Even before this crisis began, Yemen had one of the highest malnutrition rates in the entire world. What we're seeing now is an increase in the number of severe malnutrition cases because of lack of access of our program operators to provide the support that is necessary. So what we're seeing now is we're trying to play catch-up. We're trying to play catch-up to save the lives of these children and to ensure the opportunity for them to receive the nutritious food that they require.
Addressing the UN Security Council in New York Wednesday, UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien warned the conflict in Yemen is worsening the country's humanitarian crisis. The United Nations has reported new allegations of abuse in the Central African Republic by UN peacekeepers. Vanita Mastrachi is a UN spokesperson.
These new allegations concern a report that three young females were raped by three members of a MINUSCA military contingent. The allegations were reported to the mission's Human Rights Division on the 12th of August by the families of the three women.
The UN has not disclosed which peacekeepers may have been involved in the case, but unofficial reports say they were from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon last week fired his top envoy in CAR following a string of earlier allegations against UN peacekeepers. North Korea has reportedly fired shells at South Korean troops along the country's western border. Inter-Korean relations have been strained after Seoul accused Pyongyang of planting landmines that exploded, wounding two South Korean soldiers. Australian authorities say they've detained seven people apparently trying to travel to the Middle East to join Islamic extremist groups. They reportedly were stopped at the Sydney airport August 12 trying to reach Syria and Iraq. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America,